look who's here. Brian McTavish, senior writer, Thinking Bigger Business Media. And boy, sobering conversation to have you in following, but I'm still glad you're here.
Happy to lighten things up.
Yeah, yeah, maybe need a little bit of that today.
Well, there'll be some wiping out at the Schlitterbahn Water Park in KCK starting today because, yes, it's true, the Verrückt, it means insane in German, Verrückt water slide.
Sounds incredible. I want to do it.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You're out of your mind.
No, I don't. No, I'm not. I'm there.
There's
I wanna
no
do
way.
It. I want to do it.
You're not going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
I won't let you do it. You know, here's the thing. You'll never get me on that thing in a million years. You'd have to drug me.
You big baby.
You'd have to knock me out, but then you wouldn't get to hear me. A big baby. Hey, yeah. I want to live a couple more days. It's 17 stories tall, or if you prefer, 168 feet, 7 inches, and you travel 2 football fields of distance in 18 seconds. But here's the question, Steve.
What's the question?
How long is the wait in line?
Well, that could
be. It's longer than 18 seconds.
I got to figure out when to get there to get right in line. Okay.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle, and this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on
Spamalot.
Always look on the bright side of life, Steve.
Let's look on the bright side.
That's what we think here.
Yes.
Now, that's actually one of the tunes from Monty Python's Spamalot, which is basically ripped off from Monty Python on the Holy Grail. It's the Pythons ripping off the Pythons. It's a Saturday and Sunday performances at the Jewish Community Center of Greater Kansas City in Overland Park. But here's the thing. Always look on the bright side of life. That's actually ripped off from the Python film Life of Brian.
Ah.
So it's kind of this like creative.
You would know something like
this. Well, I'd like to know things, and the Pythons inspire knowledge on so many silly levels. It's a highly satiric reimagining of King Arthur and his Knights of the Round Table. Very funny script. No doubt about it. I love it when King Arthur yells, "Run away, men! Run away!"
All Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org. Recognize that voice.
Do you feel it?
Here you are. You're feeling it right now.
Definitely.
You're grooving and moving all over the place.
This chair should not be doing the things I'm making it do right
there
now.
There you go. There you go.
Delbert McClinton.
Delbert McClinton.
73 years young.
Wow.
Country, blues, soul, rock and roll, and only the other things that he knows how to do on stage. 8:30 Friday night, Knucklehead Saloon.
Wow.
He plays harmonica as good as anybody. He taught John Lennon how to play harmonica. Well, he didn't teach him how to play.
How do you know these things? You're amazing.
Well, you're amazing to call me amazing. That makes you even more amazing than me. And real quick, opening, if you're going to go. I say go. But if you're going to go, get there early because Joe King Carrasco, extra treat, he's opening up. He might even wear his crown. I saw him years ago at the original Parody Hall, and I'm still dancing.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't.
I recognize those folks. Man, that's good.
Well, you're on today, man. You're recognizing things. That's
great. I do. You're bringing me people I recognize.
Well,
I like that.
It's obviously the Temptations.
Yes, it is.
It's obviously classic Motown. And it's 7 o'clock Sunday at Ameristar Casino. The sole original member, and I guess that's a pun, but the sole original member of the Temps, he's on stage. He'll be there. It's Otis Williams. It's Motown fun from back in the day, brought to you today by this current version of the Temps. It's classic stuff.
I've seen them before, and they're fun.
You can't. No, that's the Beach Boys. I'm sorry.
Oh, get out of here.
Well, I don't know. I'll tell you who that is. Producer Danny Alexander on the other side of the glass could tell you who that is because she's lip-syncing to Beat the Band. That actually is Danny and the Juniors, and they're right. Rock and Roll is here to stay, and here's why we're playing that, because it's the Rock and Roll Dream Concert. tribute bands emulating the classic rock of the Eagles.
Eric Clapton, yeah. Bob Seger, yeah. And Queen.
Yeah. Ever see any of those bands in the flesh?
No, I have. No, the real ones, I did not.
I saw the Eagles. I saw Clapton.
I've seen Clapton, maybe.
I've seen Clapton this two or three times. Anyway, 7 o'clock Saturday night, Cricket Wireless Amphitheater.
What would it like to be a member of one of those classic bands, tribute bands? Why would you do that? That'd be a weird thing.
I got two words for you. Tribute groupies.
Okay.
And it's as simple as that.
Are there any?
I'm assuming so. It's the Rock and Roll Dream Concert Saturday at Cricket Wireless in Bonner Springs, a.k.a. Sandstone, for all you old schoolers out there. But actually, I got to say, the real dream concert Wednesday night, Sprint Center, Paul McCartney.
He's here.
He will rock. I saw him last time. He will rock.
We're trying to get an interview. What are the chances?
Well, it's Steve Kraske.
Well, yeah. Come there on. You go. There's the attitude. Yeah, that's Brian McTavish with your weekend to-do list. Tomorrow on the show, our indie foreign and documentary film critics discuss the latest playing on area screens, plus the preservationist of the American songbook, Michael Feinstein. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, Scott Ross, and Hannah Copeland. I'm Steve Kraske, hoping for an interview with Paul McCartney. And you are up to date.